Echoes, The Backward Series, Season 2, Episode 2, Crash and Burn, by Guinevere Eckert. It was Tuesday morning. Slimer was dead. The Empress of Alter-Earth was forever encased in time. Jimmy was the President-elect of the United States of America and still couldn't tie his own tie. There was a newly made bust of said President-elect sitting in San Francisco, waiting to be picked up. And the Flash Pack thought that that was the worst of their problems.
Please, Max! I promise it'll only take a few hours!
But I promised Jimmy that I'd help him get ready for his speech.
Max! His speech isn't even for another 2 days! All we have to do is fly out to San Francisco, fly there, take a ride on one of those historical trolley things, get the bust, which, by the way, is too bloody heavy for me to lift by myself, thanks to you men and your bigger as manlier complex, and fly back! We'll be back before the 10 o'clock news!
I don't know. I'll have to make sure Jimmy will be okay without me.
Okay without you? The kid's going to be ruler of a country, Max! Him, not you! I think he'll be fine for a few hours without you to babysit him.
Keen, Slaughter, and Furchers entered the room. Slaughter was attempting to get the whole crew in one spot to work out logistics. Keen and Furchers were looking for some quality entertainment.
Max refuses to help me pick up Jimmy's inauguration present because he needs to stay behind and tie the president's shoelaces for him.
I'll go pick up the bust with you, Drowris.
Gods, you men are so useless!
I suppose I should go after her.
Good luck with the groveling.
Way to make things go smoothly, Furface.
Look, it's not my fault that Drowris has bodacious tatas.
Oh, gross!
How about try for someone that's maybe your own genus?
I'm not having this conversation. Meet me back in the ship in 10 minutes. I'm going to find Molly.
Slaughter wandered the halls of the White House looking for Molly. If you can call being dogged by 3 Secret Service officers wandering. She finally found her in the second floor bathroom.
Okay, now try it yourself.
Like this?
If you feel the need to asphyxiate yourself, yes.
But I highly recommend that you not do that. Seeing as we spent so much of the past year helping make sure you got this job and not Marsh.
Are you sure? I mean, well, I suppose I shouldn't even joke about it.
Probably not. But you should definitely try smiling more often. And don't worry, if you do screw up your speech, rest assured that we'll be there to back you up. And then tease you about it for the rest of your life.
Thanks for the unwavering support there, Jill.
No problem, Jimbo. Anyway, Molly, I'm calling a meeting out in the ship. Jimmy, feel free to join us.
I'd like to, but I need to go run my speech past the Chief Justice.
Not before I see you tie that tie correctly, young man.
3 tries later, Jimmy had a tie tied well enough to meet even Von Wicked's standards, and the 2 girls left him alone and trekked across the White House lawn to the flash-packed Caledonian catship. Slaughter squeezed her way through the group into this too small vessel and plunked herself down in front of the main console, punching a bunch of buttons in random order.
Jimmy is being sworn into office in 2 days.
Duh.
Drowlis, you ordered a bust of him and have to go to San Francisco tomorrow to pick it up, but you need someone to go with you to help transport it.
Thank you, Captain Obvious!
Guys, this is serious. We have to deal with the statue business. That gets top priority right now.
You needed to drag all 5 of us out here to tell 2 people that getting Jimmy's bust is top priority?
Yes. Other than, breakfast. And we got another message from that Mistress of the Galaxy person. And the Prime Minister of Flotwana sent to us for help.
What?
Don't you guys check the mailbox?
With you to do it for us? Why bother?
Flotwana as in Venus?
No, the other Flotwana. While Keen and Furchers were making faces at each other, Molly leaned around Slaughter to check the message on the screen.
He says the Blagenstrafe landed an hour ago. With the difference in time, according to the faster rotation of Venus itself, they've been there for several hours already.
Ugh, they couldn't have waited 3 days, could they? We don't have time for this.
This is true, but think back to the last time we got a cry for help from Venus.
She's right. We left the banquet with Queen Elizabeth I, traveled all the way back into the present to save them from evil zombies. And it turned out that it was just a band of nowhere men that stumbled through a space rift.
What about this Mistress of the Galaxy? What does she have to say this time?
Looks about the same as her last letter. Death, doom, destruction, demands for dark chocolate. That's probably some 9-year-old that broke into her parents' communication chamber and is just looking for a free bag of sweets.
I don't know. She addresses us all by name.
Keen, everyone knows who we are. They make comic books out of our adventures, for crying out loud.
Max, she asked if you thought about her offer to co-rule a galaxy with her and her brother.
What?
To Molly, she says,
Go play with your little hyperdrive and stop standing in Max's way and preventing him from living up to his full potential of greatness.
Molly turned a new shade of red. Keen read through the rest of the letter, which insulted and or made personal demands of every member of the Flash Pack. An uneasy silence was left hanging over the ship.
So, what's the verdict, guys?
Well, as serious as both these new messages sound, I doubt that either one of them presents any immediate threat. It's like Slatter said, getting Jimmy's present is top priority.
No immediate threat? Did you hear any of what Sarah said, Max? This mistress of the galaxy could show up any minute and enslave the entire human race! I don't know about you, but I don't plan to spend the rest of my life rubbing lotion on some evil, muscular, handsome, evil, very evil, and dangerous warlord!
Max is right, Drallis. While we're going to have to deal with her eventually, as long as she keeps sending us these messages of threats and demands and not ultimatums, I think we should be okay. What we really need to concentrate on right now is Venus and Jimmy.
I think the best course of action is for Drallis to go to San Francisco and pick up the bust. The rest of us will nip it on out to Venus, assure the Prime Minister that everything is fine, and meet back here tomorrow.
So you'll go all the way to Venus with them, but you won't fly across the country with me?
Drallis glared at Max for a few seconds. It was difficult to tell whether she was going to sprout clawed tentacles and start breathing fire at them all, or run out of the ship and cry. Eventually, she settled for storming out and slamming the door so hard that the screens blinked and something important-looking fell off the back of the ship.
Jeez, what's her problem? I told her I'd go with her.
You're missing the point, Fortress.
I suppose I'm going to San Francisco. Will you be okay without me on Venus, Molly?
Yeah, sure. Like you said, it's probably a fluke anyway.
The Flash Pack headed quietly back to the White House to bid Jimmy farewell. Drallis made some excuse about stealing Max away from him so close to his inauguration. They promised to be back the next day, and the two of them hopped into one of Jimmy's private shuttles and took off. The rest of the Flash Pack piled into their tiny ship and, with assurances to Jimmy of a speedy return, took off for Venus.
I can't wait until that man learns to walk on his own 2 feet.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Max and the fact that all Drallis has to do is pitch a fit, and he goes crawling to do her bidding.
Max is a grown man. If he feels the need for some teenage drama in his life, I have no time to stop him.
Teenage drama? Listen, sweetheart, if you can't tell a difference between her whining and throwing herself at your man, maybe you two are dense enough to deserve each other.
Excuse me?
Molly, I see the way you look at him. It's so obvious to everyone but him that you're absolutely smitten by the guy. Now if he had two brain cells to rub together...
I'm sorry, but who is the leader of this little troop?
A boy that pulls out a trampoline whenever Drallis says jump. If you didn't hang on to every word he said like it was straight from God, maybe you see what a half-wit he really is.
You dare say that about the man that's gotten us out of countless scrapes? The whole reason the Flash Pack exists in the first place? At least I'm not throwing myself on him like some horny little fangirl.
At least she's doing something about getting some action instead of moping around and staring wistfully at him from the corner of the room. At least she's got the guts to make a move.
Oh, so just because I'm choosing not to sing to the level of Saturnian strumpets, I'm not good enough for him?
Don't you dare talk about Drallis like that. When was the last time you spoke to her, Molly? When was the last time you actually had a conversation with her? Do you actually know who Drallis is? Do you realize that she's waited for 2 years for you to make a move on Max? All because she didn't want to hurt you.
So now she's a paragon of goodness.
Guys, see that in front of us? It's the ground. And I don't know about you, but I'd really appreciate it if it wasn't coming at me quite so fast.
Molly grabbed the controllers and made what was not quite defined as either a crash or a landing on the front lawn of the Prime Minister's private estate. They were hurriedly escorted inside by armed Venusian guards. On their way in, they caught a glimpse of a few of the giant half-men, half-bird Blagenstrath that seemed to be currently enthused by the idea of ripping up large parts of landscape and seeing how far they'd shatter when dropped from certain heights. Fortress licked his lips.
Come to Fortress, little birdie.
Fortress, that's hardly a little birdie.
So? They don't look that dangerous. Besides, I'm a highly dangerous warrior.
No, you're not. You're a magician. See that, Fortress? Those claws that are as big as me? Do you really want to go up against that?
Dumb cat.
Observant and stupid are not antonyms, Keen. And that's Cat Man, thank you very much.
The Flash Pack spent the next hour deep in conversation with the head of the Venusian military and Prime Minister.
Okay, so you've correctly identified them as Blagenstrath, and yes, they are actually dangerous this time. Now all we need to do is find their host.
Host?
Blagenstrath, while being completely solid and dangerous to one's health and well-being, are no more than figments of the imagination. A concept, really. All it takes is for an evil magician to conjure them, and they've got their own army.
I may be able to help you there. We've only been pestered by one evil magician in the last few months. Nova.
Nova? Again?
You know him?
Sworn enemy of Venus, cats, and naked women.
What?
I think he dated an Amazon that kept a Persian cat. He ran over the cat's tail one morning. Boy, was she pissed.
So what we need to do is find the location of this Nova and take him out.
And then the Blagenstrup will disappear? Sounds simple enough.
Sounding and doing are two different things. It could be anywhere on the planet.
He's in a cave 3 mountains down from the principal volcano.
How do you know?
Hey, old magician! He's casting spells like a fiend! It's all coming from a cave.
We got it! I suppose we just go take him out then.
Flashback?
Flashback!
The Prime Minister watched proudly as the four heroes returned to their craft and flew off. He was a little surprised when they returned 15 minutes later.
You're back?
It was easy. The man was afraid of cats and naked women.
So how did you defeat him?
We threw a fortress in front of him and told him to act like he was in pain.
I was in pain, stupid face!
Then Jill ran out to him, screaming and crying that her poor cat was dying, and what sort of monster goes around hurting poor defenseless kitties?
And?
And the guy got all remorseful and lit himself on fire.
If Drowis was here, I bet she would have gotten naked.
Ew!
You people are so immature! I'll meet you back at DC!
And with a mew and a puff of smoke, meow, the cat mage vanished.
I still can't believe it was Nova behind all of this.
I can. It usually happens that way with evil magicians. You go out, make a name for yourself, get fame and glory, but their real goal is to conquer and destroy the world that raised them. Some people just never outgrow teen angst.
But at least people knew better than to hang on to his every word.
Prime Minister, could I put in a request for separate rooms for us all tonight? Will Molly and Keen ever make up? How is the bust of Jimmy going to turn out? Will Max and Dralis be able to retrieve it without mishap? Will they ever find out the true identity of the mysterious Mistress of the Galaxy? And most importantly, will the Flash Pack make it back to Washington in time for Jimmy's inauguration speech? Find out in the season finale, Benedict Arnold.